Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super source of vitamin D and calcium.
This is As Seen on Your Screen on Dave Moore on Today FM, hosted by Maria Devereaux, who has seen things on screens she wishes to bring to our attention.
So I have seen too many things, Dave.
My eyes have seen too many things. Okay.
So I have whittled it down to five.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a keyword like you do to our listeners in Music Master.
Okay, and what happens?
And from that, you can pick three.
Of the
from
five?
From my five keywords, you pick three, and those will be the stories that we do.
I've got a pen. I'm going to write down all five and see.
Right. Keyword, I mean, like, whatever. So the first one, Under the Sea.
Okay, Sumeria. Okay, Under the Sea, yeah.
Second one, Slay.
Yes.
Third one, That'll Be Wicked. Fourth one, Sky's the Limit. And the fifth one, this would be a handy one.
Oh, I thought you were...
Asta,
okay,
that's it.
Under the Sea, Slay,
so
That'll
pick
Be Wicked.
First one.
Okay, first one I'm going to do, we're just going to Slay. So Slay, Queen.
Slay, okay. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is coming back.
No, it isn't. For
yeah,
real.
It is. Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar put up a statement over the weekend on her social media to basically say she was having meetings years ago. She was asked to come back and revisit Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And she said, no, that's done and dusted. I've moved on. But I'm happy to keep the conversation going.
Okay.
And over the years, they've just worn her down like a child looking for Lego in the shop.
Yeah.
Worn her down. She's recruited a couple more people that she thinks love Buffy as much as she does.
Okay, maybe behind the scenes. Yeah.
And she said, I am happy now to go forward and revisit the world of Buffy the Vampire Slayer with this team behind me. This is for you guys who have never stopped asking for it since it ended.
So
there's no details on when it'll come or any of that stuff, but
it's
it has
true
come from the horse's mouth.
And true to whatever it's going to be.
Yes.
Because she's involved and she wants to do it right way. Okay, amazing. Slay. I'm going to go for Sky's the Limit.
Okay, so over the weekend, this is a hack that some people might know. So over the weekend, my 2-year-old is obsessed with The Simpsons at the minute, right?
Okay.
The Simpsons.
Naturally, if you're two, that's what you love.
So she wanted me to put it on and I was looking for the Sky remote and I found it. But it wasn't working for me. I couldn't get it to work with the box.
Oh,
now,
it wouldn't connect.
Anyway, it was on the PlayStation HDMI, that's why. So that's not the issue.
That was your issue, yeah, okay.
So I went over to the box to press the little Q button that has the light on
Q.
it.
Yeah.
So I pressed the button because I thought, well, that'll kick the box off and then the telly will kick in. So that didn't work. And then this alarm sounded. It was like, meow, meow. I was like, what is that? I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And then I realised it was coming from the remote.
Please tell me the remote was in your hand.
So it was a remote finder. It was in my hand.
Yes. Walking around the sitting room going, where is this coming
from? Over there, but when I turned this way...
So you didn't know that it helps you find your remote.
Yeah. So this blew my husband's mind because he was like, the amount of time I have to look for this remote when the kids have had it. And that's what you do. You just press it. Press that little Q button on the front of your Skybox and it sets off the alarm on the remote, wherever it is, under the couch or whatever.
I see. I did know that because I use that all the time because, again, I have four kids and the remote control constantly ends up in different rooms.
Yeah.
At one point, I found it in a shoe of a girl who was carrying her shoes home. And I had to go, hey, you, get back. Anyway, I have Sky Glass rather than Sky Q. And Sky Glass is voice activated, a lot of it. You can just do it with your voice. You can just talk to it like you talk to a smart speaker.
Yeah.
So I'll go, constantly go, hello, Sky, where's my remote? And then it just waits a second. Then you just hear from underneath a cushion like, there it is. Like, it's so helpful.
I know. I just didn't know it was a thing, but there you go.
Sky's the Limit. Love that one. And then let's do That'll Be Wicked.
So apparently the Oscars will open with a Wicked medley performed by Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Really?
Yeah. And they had initially said there won't be anything like that. Remember the way Ken from
Sorry, so the Oscars said it won't be like that.
Yeah.
But
now it will, apparently. Or so I read.
Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande slaying at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Maria, that was amazing. I love the kind of
now
choice
the other
of
two,
things.
You just won't know.
Under the sea and
That'll
something
be handy.
To do with That'll Be Handy. We'll never, ever get to them.
Dave Moore on Today FM.